Thursday, July 10th. I just can't take it anymore. My family is literally driving me crazy. Brandon and I decided to hang out at my house after band practice today. We planned another doggy obedience training session with my super cute and rambunctious puppy, Daisy. But before we could get started, my mom invited Brandon and me inside for meatloaf dinner. I love my parents, but they can be very embarrassing in front of my friends. So I said, no thanks. But Brandon accepted her invitation to be polite. OMG, I had a complete meltdown during dinner. My dad rambled nonstop about his extermination business, even though we were trying to eat. And my mom kept whispering embarrassing things so loudly, I was sure Brandon could hear her. Brandon is cute. The only good thing about dinner was that Brianna wasn't there to perform her amazing food tricks that she brags she made up all by herself. She was having a sleepover with a friend and had left an hour earlier, thank goodness. Brianna would have taken a heaping spoonful of meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and green peas, chewed them 3 times, and then asked Brandon if he wanted to see an amazing trick. And regardless of whether his answer was yes or no, she would have opened her mouth full of half-chewed food as wide as she could and gone, and depending on how grossed out Brandon was, he'd probably lose his appetite and stop eating for 3 days, 6 weeks, or 2 years. Her other amazing food trick was even more rude. She'd suck Hawaiian punch through her straw and then dribble it back into her glass through her nose while humming Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But today, my bratty little sister outdid herself. Brianna managed to totally humiliate me in front of my crush without even being home.
Be careful, Nikki. Watch out for that.
Brianna!
I accidentally slipped and fell into Brianna's nasty dolly mud bath spa. Brandon tried to warn me, but it was too late. Ick! That mud was so slippery. Every time I tried to get up, I'd lose my balance and fall flat on my butt into that dolly mud bath spa again. I felt like I was in a mud wrestling match, and the mud was winning. Finally, Brandon came over and pulled me out of the slippery mess while trying to keep a straight face. It was quite obvious he was biting his lip to keep from laughing at me. Sorry, but I didn't see what was so funny. I had mud stuck in places I didn't even know mud could ooze into. Anyway, Brandon is excited about the Bad Boys tour, too. He said he's bringing his camera and photography equipment to capture our experience. He plans to make a tour photo album. Very cool. But Brandon also admitted he's a little worried about his grandparents not having him there at Fuzzy Friends since he has always been around to help. He has already ordered dog food and supplies, made vet appointments for shots, and set up the community volunteer schedule for the next 6 weeks. And as soon as his grandparents sign papers to renew their lease for the Fuzzy Friends building, everything will be taken care of until he returns. I'm super impressed he has already completed 6 weeks of important tasks before going on tour. Brandon is so mature and responsible. Squee! Unlike me. Hey, I haven't even folded and put away my clean laundry from 2 weeks ago yet. And I still haven't thrown away that box of leftover pizza currently molding under my bed from that sleepover with my BFFs 1 week ago. Ew. The bad boys pick a prom dress for you. Number 1. Pick your fave dessert. A. S'mores. B. Brownie. C. Cupcake. D. Ice cream sundae. Number 2. Pick your Hogwarts house. A. Ravenclaw. B. Hufflepuff. C. Slytherin. D. Gryffindor. Number 3. Pick your fave kind of book. A. Mystery. B. Romance. C. Fantasy. D. Humor. Number 4. Pick your fave bad boys merchandise. A. Bad boys doggy sweater. B. Bad boys official journal. C. Bad boys glitter t-shirt. D. Bad boys bike helmet. Number 5. Pick your fave thing to do with BFFs. A. Slumber party. B. Makeover. C. Spa day. D. Shopping. Number 6. Pick your dream pet. A. Golden retriever. B. Horse. C. Bunny. D. Lizard. Number 7. Pick your fave bad boys album. A. Bad to the Bone. B. Badder Than Ever. C. Bad Blood. D. Baddest of the Bad. Number 8. Pick your fave hairstyle. A. Loose natural waves. B. Classic elegant updo. C. Asymmetrical, spiky, and trendy. D. Ponytail. If you picked mostly A's, Joshua picked this fresh, edgy jumpsuit for you to wear to prom. What? A prom dress that's not a dress? Hear us out. Jumpsuits have been seen all over Hollywood red carpets lately. They're just as glam as dresses, with a lot more room to move on that dance floor. Shake it, girl! If you picked mostly B's, Nicholas picked this classically elegant pastel ball gown for you to wear to prom. Swoon! You'll feel like Cinderella, except instead of having to run away at the stroke of midnight, you'll dance the night away. Unless, of course, you've got a curfew. And because Nick knows what girls want, this dress even has pockets! If you picked mostly C's, Victor picked this super trendy dress that nails all the best trends of this year's prom season. Glitter, off the shoulder, and a high-low hem. Trendy and fun, this dress is for the girl who loves being the center of attention. Get out there in the middle of that dance floor and let all that glitter catch the light. If you picked mostly D's, Aiden picked this retro 1920s flapper dress. Who knew he had such classy taste? When asked, he said he likes the fringe, LOL. This dress makes us want to get out there and do the Charleston. Ask your grandma. She'll teach you her moves. This dress might be retro, but your time is right now, and you are going to have the prom of the century.